This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. A decade ago, the Library of Congress created something called the National Recording Registry. It's designed to preserve some of the key moments in the history of audio recording for all time. Every year, 25 new pieces are selected for the registry. On Studio 360 this month, we're featuring five of the recordings that have been selected this year. This week, the song Boogie Chillin' by John Lee Hooker. It went to number one on the rhythm and blues chart 60 years ago and helped shape the course of pretty much all blues and rock music that followed. To tell the story of Boogie Chillin', we have two voices, a great writer about American popular music.
I'm Peter Guralnick. I'm a writer. I've written a number of books, but the thing that really got me started is the blues, and it's something that I discovered when I was 15, and it has never left me.
As well as a veteran blues musician.
My name is Charlie Musselwhite, and I first met John Lee Hooker in Chicago, probably about 63, I believe. And we became immediate friends and stayed friends for the rest of the time, since all the way to his funeral. I spoke at his funeral, and he was a best man at my wedding, and we were good pals. First time I heard Boogie Chillin' that I remember was, it was two radio stations I used to listen to in Memphis, but they came from other places, WLAC out of Nashville and XCRF from Ciudad Acuña, Coahuila, Mexico. And they would play blues and R&B late at night, and I could get them on my little radio at home in Memphis. I remember hearing John Lee late at night coming through the little speaker on my radio. It was just, had kind of almost a sinister sound to it.
Well, my mother allowed me. She had to stay out all night long. Oh, Lord.
John Lee Hooker is one of the giants of the down-home blues that took over after the Second World War and really revolutionized, electrified blues music. The success of Boogie Chillin' created a tremendous volume of recording along these lines, both people imitating John Lee Hooker and people creating their own sounds in that vein.
When I was breaking the town, people, I was walking down Hazen Street.
When I first met him in Chicago, he was still living in Detroit. He hadn't moved out to California yet. Some of the places he mentioned, like the Henry Swing Club and the areas he talked about, were being torn down, and that whole scene in Detroit was disappearing at that time.
John Lee Hooker's roots are definitely in the Delta. It has elements of that kind of modal style, where essentially he just stays on the same chord, and it's rhythmic to a degree that so much of Mississippi blues is.
Boogie Chillin'.
I really can't think of another person that had that. It's a beat and a rhythm combined, and nobody could duplicate it. I mean, people would play like it, but nobody could really get that sound. He owned it.
All of a sudden, that down-home sound became something that was commercial, that was saleable, so that where you had had a market up until that point, which stressed sort of the smooth and the more sophisticated sounds of Charles Brown, say, or T-Bone Walker.
They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad.
It set a trend which was picked up, for example, by Sam Phillips at Sun Records. The sound that John Lee Hooker achieved was the sound that he was aiming for, and the sound that so often in his later recordings, even going up to Elvis Presley, was the sound that he was seeking to achieve.
I mean, you hear that his influence, even that tune, Spirit in the Sky, that's John Lee. That was totally influenced from John Lee's music. I remember seeing the Beatles on some kind of little backstage little interview, and one of them picked up a guitar and started playing that little riff, the boogie riff from Boogie Chillin'.
Boogie Chillin'.
You know, he was singing from the point of view of a young man, you know, when he recorded and when he wrote and recorded that tune. He wanted to boogie, and he had to, and he was feeling his oats, and that's what being a young man is all about, you know.
One night I was laying down. I heard Mama and Papa talking. I heard Papa tell Mama, let that boy boogie woogie. It's in him, and it got to come out.
It's nature. I mean, it's human nature. The point is, you can deny all you want, all your illicit desires and all the things that you, you know, that you may feel in the dark of night. But man, if it's in you, it's going to come out. You can't hide.
That was the author Peter Guralnick telling the story of Boogie Chillin' by John Lee Hooker. We also heard from Charlie Musselwhite. Ben Manila and Devin Strolovich produced our story.